After calling for a study examining how minimum wage increases phased in since 2015 are impacting the city's economy, Las Cruces City Council reviewed the results at a recent work session. The city hired economists from the University of Texas at Tyler's Hibbs Institute for Business and Economic Research to conduct the study, which simulates the economic impacts of the city's minimum wage raises from 2016 through 2020. It forecasts over that five-year period, total personal income will increase more than $28.5 million. During the same time, gross regional product or business output will decrease $14 million, less than one-half of 1% of total baseline output. The study also estimates 385 jobs, less than one-tenth of 1% of total positions over that span will be lost, mainly in the food service and healthcare support industries. District 3 Councilor Gabe Vasquez says now that the city has objective minimum wage data, it's hard for opponents of the increases to say they significantly harm the economy.
Folks that are on that side now have to look objectively at the study and realize that the economy hasn't fallen, that small businesses haven't fallen. In fact, we've seen job growth in almost every industry, including the two industries that would be most impacted by minimum wage increase. They have all added jobs over the period of the wage increase, and so that's positive.
Despite the findings, Hibbs Institute economists say their analysis is too simple to represent a dynamic economy like Las Cruces and can't say with statistical certainty that they've measured well. District 2 Councilor Greg Smith says he's still concerned the city doesn't understand the total economic impact.
It's very hard to say, well, we conclusively are doing the right thing or we're doing the wrong thing. And it would seem at this particular point that overall, we're not doing a whole lot of damage, and overall, some people are benefiting. So, it really is very hard to say that we ought to stick with it or we ought to dump it.
A group of business owners, including Pickwick President Oscar Andrade, attended the meeting to voice their concerns over future increases. Andrade says he employs more than 400 Pickwick, Santa Fe Grill, and Subway workers at his 20 convenience stores. He says raising minimum wage has slowed his growth, but he's willing to pay more for experienced, quality employees.
I mean, nobody wants to continue to make the same level of income that they have the previous year. So we have to increase our retails. We have to look at our use of employee, sales per hour. So if I have more productive employees at $14, $16 an hour that are generating, that have the enthusiasm and have the personalities to increase sales, I'd much rather have that person than the entry-level $10 an hour employee.
Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows the Las Cruces economy continues to recover. The city's unemployment rate reached 4.9% in May. That's lower than the statewide rate of 5.1% and is below 5% for the first time since the 2008 recession. Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce president and CEO Carrie Hamblin says because the minimum wage is such a complex topic, it's important to get input from all sides.
Studies will show that when you increase minimum wages, you're increasing the benefits to the community, but the small businesses have every right to be concerned on whether or not that's actually going to come to them. So I think a study is very valuable. I think it's going to be a challenge, and I think having different partners and community groups involved in that conversation will be really essential to its success.
The council took no action to change the minimum wage law, but Vasquez says he will vote to put more money into working families' pockets every time.
$28 million in our local households is incredible, and that's what our minimum wage will do. That $14 million reduction in GRP, we have to work as a community to address that, and I think we can. Working together with the business community and with recruiting large employers and with education and workforce training, so I think we can do both.
Both Vasquez and Smith say the city should take another look at the Consumer Price Index cost of living adjustment set for 2020. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.